T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Final snap of the game, and the ball game is over.
Talking about today's game here
on the Falcons Flyover, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. This is the Falcon Flyover live inside the Kia Studios. I'm your host, Thomas Mott. Dylan Matthews in producing with me here on a Sunday. I asked the question at the very end of that last segment, because someone asked on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line, what money do you use to fix the rest of the team? And I think he's being sarcastic because we have no money currently. But there are going to be some moves this offseason, and not just right now at the trade deadline, but this offseason. They will make room. There will be some money to spend. The question is, what do you do in the draft? Obviously, defensive line, corner, you know, these are places that we want to go. And then where do you go with the offensive line as well? I would not be surprised. Like, let's say you could sign one really good star player in free agency. And I mean, like, you know, a decent A-plus, A-minus player. It would either be D-line or O-line, because I think you could still try and plug the holes on the left side of the offensive line. But I'm all for bringing in at least three new defensive lines, two in the draft, one in free agency. Pass rushers, whatever you want to call them, get them in here and try and revamp a defensive line that had a sack today, which basically stopped the Falcons from setting a record for games without a sack. And Grady Jarrett saved us from being in the history books of the sack, non-sackness, whatever I'm trying to say here, that's a terrible word, but from not having a sack in almost 4.5 games. So thank you, Grady Jarrett, but D-line is definitely where you want to go. All right, I'm going to go through a bunch of phone calls right now, starting with Roger. Roger, you've been waiting. You're on. It's your time. Go for it.
I got to take exception with you calling Quinn a really good or a great defensive coach.
Okay.
I think it was the players that the GM and the coach got up there. And he showed this year. I mean, he couldn't coach up Vic. He didn't. I mean, the defense is the worst. Would you, let me ask you a question. If you were a head coach and you were looking for a defensive coordinator, would you even give Dan Quinn a sniff?
I think he's actually probably going to be hired as a defensive coordinator next year if he gets let go. I really stand by that. And I know that the play on the field has been terrible this year, but there are a lot of players who are bad head coaches who are really good coordinators, like Josh McDaniels.
Well, okay. We'll see what happens. Yeah. He just needs to go away.
All right. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call there. And yeah, my whole thought process on that is this, is that there are plenty of head coaches or plenty of coordinators who are great coordinators, like Dan Quinn was in Seattle, who become head coaches who have zero success. Because remember, Dan Quinn did have success. But then, of course, we're at where we are now. But like I said, there are plenty of coordinators who come and become head coaches who have zero success and immediately get sent back to being coordinators and have success. Josh McDaniels is a great example of that. Now, there are some head coaches who were former coordinators, like Frank Reich, who was the OC in Philadelphia when they won the Super Bowl, who are good head coaches. You know, it's kind of hit or miss. I would argue that Dan Quinn will be hired somewhere as a defensive coordinator next year after he gets let go here from Atlanta and probably does a good job. Now, time will tell. You know, you got to look in the crystal ball. I have no idea right now, but I think he's going to be just fine going forward, at least, as a defensive coordinator. Not as a head coach, because he won't get another head coaching job next year, I don't think. But I think someone's going to hire him as a DC. All right, Corey, you are on right now. What do you think of the game today?
Yeah, man, I believe it's whoever calling these plays for the offense, the defense, sucks.
There you go. Hey, listen, thanks for the call there, Corey. That's where we're at. You know, I mean, the play calling has been definitely suspect right now, but that's a great question we have to have here in the next couple of weeks after the season is over. Does Dirk Koetter deserve to stay? Do you want to have another rotating door at the offensive coordinator position, or do you want to keep some stability there and move forward with Matt Ryan? If I was Mr. Arthur Blank, I'd sit down with Matt Ryan after the season and go, hey, you make the call. And I'm not saying he's going to do this. I have no idea. But if I was doing it, and I'm obviously not, you know, the owner of a football team, but I would sit Matt Ryan down and go, Matt, I want you to be 100% honest with me right now. Do you want to keep Dirk Koetter? Because that's the guy that you really want to make sure is happy on your offense is Matt Ryan. If Matt Ryan's happy and he likes Dirk Cutter, fine, keep him. But if Matt Ryan sits there and he goes, you know, off the cuff, coach, behind closed doors, or Mr. Blank, excuse me, I'm not a big Dirk Cutter fan, then I think you would let Dirk Cutter go. That's how I would do it, but I'm obviously a radio host and not the owner of a football team. Mario, sorry for the long wait. You're on right now. It is your time. Take it away.
Yes, I've been a loyal Falcon fan going back to the 70s. I'm a Atlanta native, 20-year season ticket holder. I go to half the away games, and I go all the way back to guys like Norm Van Brocklin and Marion Campbell. This is the first time I've ever wanted a coach fired that I just really absolutely – I think Dan Quinn might be a great guy, but I don't think he's a good coach. Let me give you a couple examples.
Yeah.
First of all, he's the one that brought in Steve Sarkisian, and it took him 2 years to figure out – I knew in 1 year this guy wasn't the guy. It took him 2 years to figure that out. He's the guy who fired Marco Emmanuel. Marco Emmanuel had a top 10 defense, and then he lost all his players last year, and he fired him. This is the same guy who left Matt Ryan in a preseason game to get hit 8 or 9 times and sacked 4 times. You let your number one quarterback get beat up in a preseason game.
Yeah.
He's the same guy who never fixed the defensive line. We haven't had a pass rusher since Abraham and Kearney. I mean, this is just god-awful to have a head coach like this. And I like the Atlanta fans to leave Matt Ryan alone. Matt Ryan is a superstar quarterback. We're lucky to have him. I love Matt Schaub, too. Matt Schaub had a great day.
Yeah,
same results as Matt Ryan the last few weeks. Great game. We still lost. We lost because of the defense, which is the coach. He decided he was going to run the defense and fire Marco Emmanuel. And the special teams. No one's talking about the special teams. They just been god-awful. We've been missing field goals. But besides the missing field goals, all these horrible returns. I'd just rather they throw their arms in the air and just take the ball at the 25. How many times have you seen it where he gets tackled at the 15 or he goes out to the 25 and get a 10-yard penalty and moves us back inside the 15? So I would say, and wrapping this up, I know it took me a minute to vent it out.
No worries.
But there's three types of coaches. There's the XO coaches. The guys like Sean Payton, Shanahan, Bill Walsh. There's the tough guy coaches like Singletary and Ron Rivera. And then there's the rah-rah coaches like Jim Moore and Dan Quinn. The rah-rah coaches are the worst ones. Give me an XO coach any day. And if you're not going to give me an XO coach, give me a tough guy coach. But I don't want a rah-rah guy who we're sitting there getting 16 penalties in a game, and he's sitting there slapping them on the butt like they're doing a great job. It's like we got 16 penalties. Let that happen with Bill Belichick and see what happens to that. Yeah, you know, we'll definitely get a couple of people cut if that happened. This guy's sitting there talking about great job, and we got 16 penalties in the game. And the last thing, today that fumble, that was a coaching issue. I bet you no one on Bill Belichick's team try to reach over the goal line from the 2-yard line. If the game is not on the line, it's not the last play of the game, or it's not fourth down at the end of the game, you don't try to reach that ball over there. And the coach should have coached him that you don't do that. That was a coaching issue. And so it's time for the coach to go. I can get into the GM. I think we should keep the GM, but I know I've run past my time.
No worries. Hey, listen, thank you for waiting, and thanks for the phone call there, Mario. I want to get through the next one of these guys. I want to get all four of you guys before the break here. Let's be quick. Sam, you're up next. Quickly, your thoughts on today and so far in the season.
Okay, the problem with the Falcons is twofold.
Yeah.
First of all, people saying that Matt Ryan is untouchable. When you're 1-7, there is no such thing as untouchable.
Okay.
There should be no such thing as untouchable. When you got a situation where next year, not counting Vic Beasley, 7 guys account for $125 million of your $202 million signing bonus. Those 7 guys got to be looked at just like the other 43 guys. You got to look at everybody. You got to look across the board. And you got to say, maybe Matt Ryan isn't our problem. Maybe he's not losing us games, but he ain't winning us games. Maybe Julio is the best physical wide receiver in the league, but he ain't making best receiver plays. He ain't taking passes and beating defenses and going and scoring touchdowns. We need to look at everything. The Falcons need to look at everything. The Falcons need to be honest about what they see, and the Falcons need to adjust accordingly. But anytime you look at us, when you're 1-7 and you're putting guys off limits, you're setting yourself up to be 2-14 instead of 1-15.
Hey, listen, thank you for the phone call. I'm going to rebuttal his Matt Ryan argument not being untouchable with this. Take away Matt Ryan, take away Julio Jones, put Daniel Jones or Dwayne Haskins on this team right now. What's happening? Serious question. Imagine this football team right now, as it currently stands this season, without Matt Ryan, without Julio Jones, because you know, we're paying him too much, right? Put in a rookie quarterback. Put in Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, or Dwayne Haskins. What's happening with this team? You have 0 wins. And I'm telling you, today's not even close. You are destroying the morale of any rookie quarterback right now with the current roster that you have. Daniel Jones is getting obliterated. Dwayne Haskins would be getting obliterated right now by the O-line and by this football team. So that's my argument right now to the Matt Ryan haters saying he's not untouchable. Matt Ryan is barely keeping the games that are close. The Eagle game we won, the other games where it was close early and then you're getting blown out, put a rookie quarterback in there and it's only worse. And then you're killing their confidence because you cannot have a rookie quarterback have an abysmal first year. That's a recipe for a bust in the National Football League. Now, you can have an up and down year. Carson went 7-9, up and down. But if you let them just go out there and get destroyed, you're going to kill their confidence and kill their ability to be a great football player for many, many years to come. All right, Big Mike and then Joe, and then we got to go to a break. Big Mike, you're up quick right now. Go for it.
I kind of feel like the last caller, too. Like, I understand Matt Ryan's been playing good, but who does Matt Ryan play for? The Falcons. And who's losing? The Falcons. So when the team is losing, everybody gets it, especially the quarterback. He touches the ball every single time. And I just want to say, as far as whether you don't pay Matt Ryan, you don't pay Julio, where would the team be? You would be the Patriots. Whoa. You have a bunch of players who want to play football. If you can spread, instead of paying Matt Ryan $30 million this year, you can spread that money around just like the Patriots do. Because Tom Brady takes a cut. That's who we would be, the Patriots, with a bunch of players that want to play football. This team doesn't look like they want to play. And, of course, Matt Ryan, I'll play football. On the team, everybody can get it if we're losing.
Whew. All right. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call there, Mike. That's a take. Wow. Okay, so if we didn't have Matt Ryan, we would be the Patriots right now. What? Who would be the quarterback of our new-look Patriots here in Atlanta if that was the case? I would love to know. All right, listen, I don't want to end on that phone call. I appreciate the call, though. Joe, sit tight. When we come back for our final segment, you'll be the last caller. Please make it a good one. Back in about 5 minutes here on the Falcon Flyover Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
The game is over. Listen in as we analyze today's Falcons game.
On the Falcons Flyover, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Final segment here on the Falcon Flyover. Before we look around the NFL, I promised I'd take one final phone call because the last one saying that we would be the Patriots without Matt Ryan was very interesting. So I figure we'll let the callers, as we always do on this show, recapping the Falcons' 27-20 loss. We'll let the caller finish out. Joe, who's been waiting a long time. Joe, you're on. You're our final caller. Please make it a good one.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Appreciate you all. First things first, I want to agree with the caller before last. Everybody, all these fans and everybody want to point the finger, but it ain't about pointing the finger. We as a Falcon Nation, even the club, need to straighten up and fly right.
Okay.
I might not be Shannon Sharp, but you don't feed me no darn garbage and call it collard greens, man. Because it's like, hey, Matt Ryan needs to step up his A game and stop being scared to throw the ball. Because what's the wide receiver that retired?
Which one are you talking about? White, Roddy White?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's gone. So yeah. He's scared to throw the ball. I'm like, dude, stop being scared to throw. Don't be scared to throw the ball. I have family that played in the NFL.
Yep.
And I was about to go before I messed my knee up. The thing about it is, our line is okay. It's not that. It's everybody need to straighten up and fly right.
All right. I hear you on the whole team. I don't know if I hear you on the Matt Ryan part, but I hear you on the whole team. I appreciate the phone call there, though. I would be scared too if I was getting hit on every single play as the quarterback. And yet, Matt Ryan, I guess as Joe says, playing scared, is sitting there after sitting out today, fifth right now in passing yards in the National Football League. That's with all the other quarterbacks. He's currently sitting, even without playing today, fourth in total touchdowns. And he is currently sitting today, even without playing, way, way down the list in terms of interceptions. He's sitting there at six. So I don't know. I understand the frustration. I understand that Matt Ryan's a part of this football team, but I'm just not in. I'm just not in on the Matt Ryan hate right now. But I appreciate the phone calls. I appreciate everyone calling in today on the Falcon Flyover. Let's go ahead and recap you to close out the show on the scores from around the National Football League. In case you aren't a Falcon fan, you want to hear about everybody else, let's go ahead and jump into the rest of the scores. Started off with Jacksonville at home taking on the New York Jets. Garner Minshew, 279 yards in the air, 3 touchdowns. Jags are 4-4 as they win 29-15 over the New York Jets. Jets now 1-6. Earlier on in the early slate, Drew Brees returned to the Superdome, threw 3 touchdowns, and blew out the Cardinals 31-9. Latavius Murray, 21 carries, 102 yards on the ground, and a rushing touchdown. The Saints are now 7-1, and that will be the Falcons' next opponent after the bye here in 2 weeks down in New Orleans. Rams over across the pond in London, 24-10 winners, now the 0-8 Bengals. Jared Goff, 372 yards and 2 touchdowns. Controversy towards the end of the Broncos-Colts game from the Denver standpoint. The Colts win 15-13, but Joe Flacco, the Broncos quarterback, took to the podium and ripped the play calling in the final 2 minutes. That will be a big story tomorrow. Broncos are 2-6. Titans, again, more controversy there, via a referee-blown whistle. They beat the Bucs 27-23. They are 4-4, and the Lions hold off a late charge by Daniel Jones' Giants. They win 31-26 today. Lions are 3-3-1. The Bears miss a field goal. They lose again. Stop me if you've heard that before. The Chargers are 3-5 after their 17-16 win at Soldier Field, and Philadelphia rights the ship. After losing 2 straight, they go into Buffalo and beat the previously one-loss Bills 31-13. Jordan Howard, 23 carries, 96 yards on the ground. Eagles rush for almost 200 yards as a team. They are now 4-4 and will take on Chicago at home next week. The late games that were happening after the Falcons' 27-20 loss go as follow. The San Francisco 49ers are 7-0. 51-13 winners over the Panthers as Jimmy G has a monster day, and Tevin Coleman, 4 total touchdowns on the day. Raiders-Texans late in the fourth quarter. That's a 27-24 game. Texans leading with the football, and the Patriots are at the 2-minute warning right now against the Browns, 27-13. Baker Mayfield has struggled mightily today. 4-plus turnovers for the Cleveland Browns. Those are the rest of your scores for the rest of today. All right, go ahead and end the highlights there and wrap the show up here as we are about to throw it to the CBS National Network, where they will take you more in depth on all of the scores. You'll hear from all the players around the National Football League leading up to the 8:15 kickoff of Sunday Night Football, Packers versus Chiefs. That's it for the Falcon Flyover. I really appreciate you guys all listening in. We got to see them compete in the second half, and you got to give credit where credit is due. We heard from Mr. Arthur Blank talking about how they will look at making decisions, but I would argue probably not going to be the last game Dan Quinn coaches. And we will go into the bye trying to figure things out 2 weeks from today at New Orleans for the Saints. What could be an interesting game, as Matt Ryan will probably return for that one. Be sure to stay tuned for that here. Big shout out to Dylan Matthews for producing this show, as he always does. A killer job. And we are now going to go out to the CBS Sports National Studios in New York to throw it to them for an hour before Sunday Night Football. Again, thanks to everyone who called in here on the Falcon Flyover. You guys make this show a lot of fun. I try and keep you guys entertained regardless of the scoring outcome. We'll try and figure it out here in 2 weeks on the next edition of the Falcon Flyover, where the Falcons try and get their second win of the season. For Dylan Matthews, I'm Thomas Mott. As we sign off, here goes CBS Sports as they go with the NFL Sunday. Enjoy the rest of y'all's Sunday night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.